All right. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. We're here 3 to 5 Monday through Friday. Going to give you a quick update. After two sets in the semifinals at Battle Creek in Class C, Brown City and Adrian Madison were tied at 1. They're in or probably finished with the third set by now, but it's going on in the other room. And I'll give you an update a little later on in the program. But we're going to start with hockey because our coverage of high school hockey starts tonight as Port Huron Northern will take on Catholic Central. Puck drops at 7:30. I have to go through this list before I introduce you, Daryl. Ted Fitzgerald of Farm Bureau Insurance, Elite Feet, Marwood Nursing and Rehab, Flagship Community Federal Credit Union, Metal Masters, John Adair, Attorney at Law, Diane Maxwell of Team Maxwell, Snyder Performance, Suarez Auto Sales, and Lee's Auto and Truck Repair, bringing you high school hockey tonight on the WPHM stream. And the head coach of the Huskies is Daryl McCarroll, and he wants to talk about everything but hockey today.
Yeah.
So he comes in, what do you think about that Upton girl?
Well, it sounds like we've got some good local supporters for high school hockey. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's start with you guys. Young team last year, really young team last year. Still young this year. You only have 4 seniors. 10 juniors, 4 sophomores, 3 freshmen. So, yeah, you're still growing. The process is still coming. But from where you ended last year, where do you think you're going to begin this year?
Tonight will tell the story. Tonight is a big night for us just because if we've taken the 2 steps forward, if our kids have matured and slowed the game down a little bit, there was things that we never even introduced last year because we were still working on one side of the ice that we never did on the other side of the ice. And we made it simple for the other team to defend us. But for us to try to teach them too much, we had to learn the basics and do that well first. So we're looking forward for us to take a step. But if it doesn't happen, then we know exactly where we have to go tomorrow in practice.
You know, people talk about, well, talent. Whenever they look at, in any sport now, it's always about talent. Well, talent only gets you so far, and raw talent won't get you anywhere. You've got to mold it. You've got to teach it and teach a player how to use his talents the right way.
Right. And I guess I've been using him for an example for a year now. Corey Easton came to our team last year as a junior. He's going to be a senior this year. He's a player that came to us nobody really knew about, but even the first 2 months, him playing for us, skates like the wind, great puck handler, good passer, does all the little things right, but he never played the defensive side of the puck. He never realized what happened. Well, when he got after Christmas and things, he wasn't thinking he was playing, but playing within our system, Northern Hockey, he just took off. And he ended up, when we did our showcase down in Trenton, he ended up being one of the top scorers in the tournament, but 4 of them were shorthanded goals that he just knew where to be in the system, and that really caught other people's eyes. And now, you know, all of last spring and this summer, he was called to play on tournament teams and that. Well, that's what we can do for it. I mean, we got 2 or 3 kids playing across the river for the Legionnaires. Obviously, we have Bryce Van Horn that's playing Colorado College. We like to develop kids. I mean, a lot of our kids just, they're good students, which, I mean, you're student-athlete first, and they just go to college after high school hockey. But we play at a high level. And some of those guys have an opportunity to go to juniors, but they, you know, they have to take those a couple of years to develop in juniors, and that delays their college a little bit. So it's what the players want, but we're trying to develop them, and I think we have a very good crop of young talent right now.
Yeah, there's good news and there's bad news if you're going to play Port Huron Northern Hockey. The good news is you play in the MIHL. The bad news is you play in the MIHL.
And that's the truth. I mean, this is the deep end of the pond right off the bat. I mean, obviously, we're playing Catholic Central, which is defending state champions, I think 2 years running now. And they run a very good program. And you can't tell their first line from their fourth line. They're just pretty well, all 4 lines are solid. Their defensemen are solid. And they just run through. And for them, I mean, they have 2 JV teams that feed them, and not to mention they likely have 15 AAA hockey kids that are walking their hallways every year that they might decide to go play high school instead of playing AAA hockey. You know, some of them might be multi-sport athletes, so AAA hockey and other sports doesn't really jive together. So they decide, hey, I'm going to be a football player and a hockey player, or I'm going to be a baseball player and a hockey player, lacrosse. So any given day, they might lose 12 or 13 seniors, but they're going to reload. And we're going to, you know, I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited to see how we're going to show up and play hockey.
All right. You're going to be different a little bit in goal. Chad is back, but there will be changes there. Where else are you kind of, I don't want to use the word rebuilding, but where are we going to see, because you didn't graduate a ton of guys. So
no, I guess it's the maturity of how young, how our young defensemen are going to do. I mean, and I don't want to belittle anything, but your goaltenders are there to stop pucks, and your forwards are there to create offense usually. But your defensemen are your backbone of your team. They block shots. They start your offense. They do all the little things right. Usually, when I talk to a scout, they're asking how's his first pass out of the zone. You know, if you got a good quarterback defenseman back there making good decisions for you, you're going to be okay. If you get a puck on your stick and then you lose it again, that's a lot of work in your defensive zone. So we're real interested to see how our core of defensemen are going to handle the pressure tonight.
All right, and it's a quick start for you because you come right back Saturday and play Cranbrook. So you got a real nice schedule there. You talk with Tom Izzo much?
Well, he's very successful. I'd love us to be this successful. We don't really care about what our record is as long as we're getting better every day. Most of the parents and the players that come to our program, they know that we're worried about what happens at the end of February and if we're ready for the tournament. And, you know, we haven't won a regional in a couple of years, but before that we had won 5 in a row and gone to semifinals and things like that. We can get where we need to be, and we're not really – wins and losses don't really mean much. It's always nice to win, but if I see improvement all the time going through and the players are getting better and more confident – they don't realize they're getting better if we're playing all these high-end teams every year or every night, but they are. And they just by accident, you know that you don't have time anymore. Time and space is taken away when you're playing these type of teams.
The exception was last year with Romeo, and I don't want to put Romeo down, but they won the championship not with a good team, but with a couple of exceptional players. I read Blankenberg, and yep. I know his brother. He played for he was a great hockey player. Mm-hmm. Genuine was genuine.
Yep.
He scored points. Yep. I'm not going to take that away from him. You get a guy that's got 80, 90 points, whatever it is in a high school season, you know, he knew what to do with it. But generally, you want to be a good team as opposed to relying on a couple of guys to get you there.
Well, and that's what usually happens, and congratulations to them for winning that. And they did have supporting. I was at the finals last year, and it was funny because I was sitting there with all the scouts and stuff, and there's two or three other players that really came up and did something. Those two guys, you're right, exactly, but there was two or three other players that really showed up and got on other people's radars. And for high school hockey, that's it. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have seen scouts at a high school game. And now, you know, I know tonight there'll be two or three scouts there, likely from across the river or from the North American Hockey League, that I talk to, that they come. If you're in this area and you have Catholic Central coming in, you know, they're going to come here. This is a good opportunity for this area for the scouts from across the river to come over and see the type of talent they have. So it's fortunate for us, for our players to move on to the next level. And that's what we can offer as our players. If you have that goal of moving to the next level, and like a guy with like Romeo, absolutely. Those two guys bring him in the door to see him. But there was two or three other kids that I know that from Romeo that are really good hockey players that were kind of flying under the radar, obviously. So
we're getting ready, too, for the Larry Mantz tournament coming up later this month. That's when we get all our local teams together. We've been kind of holding our breath, waiting to see what was going to happen with the whole Port Huron High situation. They are going to be able to draw from East China schools now, But still, it's going to be a struggle for them to put together something here, isn't it?
Ben's been doing a nice job, and he, you know, he was holding his breath. The guy kind of got a late start, and I'm not saying anything that he hasn't told me. He did pick up one or two, I think, kids from East China just recently. I mean, their numbers are low, but what he has done, because they started so late, I think the players in East China had already been made commitments to other Bantam midget teams. I think he said he's already talked to 22 players for next year that are real excited about having it. So it might be a good fix for them, and that, you know, that's a good situation for them too. And, you know, they did great work last year. I give them a ton of credit for keeping the morale of their kids up. It's hard to run a practice with, you know, 10, 12 kids. And they kept, you know, they kept them going, and those kids worked hard all the time. And I think that, you know, them keeping their morale up again this year, good things will happen for them. But we're hoping that they can continue to play.
This long, because we're old. Mm-hmm. So this was a long time ago. You might not even remember. But when Roger had the East China Lightning, I can remember you looking at that program and going, man, there's a lot of talent there. In a few years, if they can keep that program together, in a few years, they're going to be beating the tar out of all of us.
And I'll tell you what, I when Roger was coaching that team, and we kind of helped him out getting organized to start how to run a program, and now fortunately Roger's with us now, but those, yeah, they have a lot of talent in down there. They've obviously the Mots that are out there playing hockey right now and down in that area. So I mean, there's a lot of good hockey players that play down there, and if they can get them out and playing, they're, you know, all of a sudden we'll all be looking at PH going, what the heck. So
all right. Well, that's good for the area, though.
Yes.
Northern against Catholic Central tonight. 7:30 is when the puck drops at McMoran, and we'll have it for you on the stream at WPHM.net. Good luck tonight and all season long, and I'm sure we'll have you in a few more times.
I appreciate you guys, you know, doing the games on the radio and streaming it for us. It's always good for our high school players to get that kind of recognition. And, you know, if Grandma and Grandpa aren't around in town, they can hear the games on the internet, I guess. Thank you for the sponsorship and doing our games.
Hey, no problem. It's what we're here for. Good luck, Daryl.
Thank you.
All right, Daryl McCarroll, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. We're really just getting started here. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Thursday afternoon. We're here from 3 until 5 on AM 1380 WPHM.